This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is a choice between right and wrong, justice and injustice. This is about whether we fulfill our sacred duty to the American citizens we serve.
On the very first day of this Congress, House Democrats passed Senate Republican legislation to reopen government and fund smart, effective border security solutions. But the president is rejecting these bipartisan bills which would reopen government over his obsession with forcing American taxpayers to waste billions of dollars on an expensive and ineffective wall, a wall he always promised Mexico would pay for.
All right, Mexico's not paying for the wall. We know that. What do you think? Choice between right and wrong. That's where we stand. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. It's a snapshot of what went down on Tuesday night. To the point he was, 8 minutes, and then the rebuttal from Pelosi and Schumer, who got their airtime as well, just a couple of minutes. And the Democrats are blaming Trump, and they're saying that the president is stoking fear. That's what he's doing. He's stoking fear. If you want to weigh in, you can jam on these digits, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Thanks for all the emails. Lots of people reacting. Butch Pete and Mac all say that the president should have declared a state of emergency, but he backed down and backed off the wall as a result. I don't think he's going to back down off the wall, but didn't take the step of declaring an emergency and saying, okay, we want this money, this is how it's going to happen. He was considering the possibility, and I don't think that that's a card that still might not be played. There's a chance that we could see that. The problem is, there's not an invasion, there isn't clear and present danger. It'd be tough to convey that. So with the no clear-cut invasion especially, that makes it that much harder to say, listen, we're going to have a national emergency. One of the things that the president did do very well, I thought, in talking about the humanitarian side of it, was talking about the things that make us all quiver, is the fact that, can you imagine if someone you loved was killed by somebody who came into the country illegally and was on drugs or was part of a gang or had a criminal background and slipped through the system? It would be a tough thing to deal with. He said he's held the hands of the weeping mothers and embraced the grief-stricken fathers. So sad, so terrible. The polls are all over the map on this one as to what's going to happen with the shutdown. What about this 5.7 million in the first address to the nation? The president pressured the Democrats to grant the request for the 5.7 billion in the money, the funding for the wall. He accused them of ignoring what he says is an influx of drugs and criminals that can only be stopped with a wall. One of his most pointed jabs was this one: how much more American blood must we shed before Congress does its job? That was the other part of the choice between right and wrong, justice and injustice. So the beat goes on. That's where we're at. We are talking about this across the land, but ultimately what is happening is there's reaction all over the place to it, but there is no government being reopened. There is no discussion, serious discussions, of funding. And I think the one thing that could change it all and bring the House of Cards flying down and force a massive decision on this would be the TSA. If the TSA shut down, in other words, if they shut down at in California, for example, and there's been discussion of that. If that happened, think of some of the places where that could happen. Let's take a big one. Let's take Los Angeles. Now, that's not currently an overwhelming amount of people calling in sick in Los Angeles. I think one of the places that it's happening, in fact, I know where it's happening, is Palm Springs. There is a problem because you've got security effectiveness being perhaps compromised because you have so many people calling out. 2 million people passed through that airport last year. I was one of them. But it's not a Los Angeles. If you had Los Angeles and Chicago and Atlanta, forget about it. If those places went down, that would cause a serious problem. Heidrick Thomas is the president of the National TSA Employee Union, and he says if there are call-outs, it would definitely affect the flying public. Longer the shutdown lasts, longer these problems could happen. People are demoralized by the lack of pay, exhausted, less sharp from covering extra shifts. This is where we could have a problem. Insufficient staff, fewer security lanes, lines growing longer, moving slower, recruits can't be hired or trained, there's no funding, the loss of officers, shorthandedness. This is where we could run into a serious, serious problem. Because the Office of Personnel Management guidelines don't specify that employees required to work during a shutdown will be considered absent without leave if they fail to show up, and that the classification can be subject an employee to unspecified disciplinary action is one of the things that was pointed out to those that work for the TSA. So to me, the way it looks on the surface anyway, and maybe even deeper than that, is the TSA has a little bit of power here to perhaps tilt things if you had enough at bigger places calling in and deciding we're not going to work the extra shift, we're not going to work the extra hour, we're not going to do that, so forget about it. Now, Republicans, some of them are bailing on the president, like Lisa Murkowski. She was calling for an end to the shutdown. Patience is wearing thin. She says, I think we can walk and chew gum, the senator from Alaska. She says she's amenable to a process that would allow for those appropriation bills that have concluded some time ago that they be enacted into law, whether it's the Department of the Interior or the IRS. She said, I'd like to see that. So the more Republicans that start to crack and fold, the weaker it gets on the president's side. Remember, House Democrats passed 6 full-year spending bills to reopen federal agencies that have been slammed by the shutdown, as well as the stopgap bill for the Department of Homeland Security. But the president opposes reopening other agencies without securing his demand for $5.7 billion in border wall funding. Still enough Republican leaders in the Senate and the House back that up. So we could be talking about the government being shuttered for weeks and weeks and weeks on end. Rest assured, we're jumping to the numbers here on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This is a
in this version of We Can Count. I read a story today about the most dangerous jobs in the U.S. What do you think the most dangerous jobs in the U.S. are? Bum, 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 bum. Well, I think you know some of them. I'm going to tell you what. Number one, the number one most dangerous job in the U.S. and a job I would be sucky at. Although I like doing this for recreation, I've had some really good times doing this. Any clues as to what it might be? How about this? Fishers and related fishing workers. Fatal injuries in 2017, 100,000 workers. What? 41 fatal injuries, 120 non-fatal injuries. Most common fatal accidents happen transportation-wise. The median annual wage for this person, $28,000. So they say, you know, commercial fishing. It's physical, of course. Fishing nets, gear, slippery decks, extreme weather, remote areas, don't have a lot of hospitals. Yeah, I get it. I can remember going to Cape May and being at the Cape May Pier and being on the docks when some of the big ships came in. And I was always fascinated by them, the fishing trawlers. And I got to stand on some of the decks, and I saw what these guys did, and I thought, wow, I'm so glad they do it, but I could not do it. All right, here's another one, and this is in the top five. Roofers. In my neighborhood, we've had problems with hail. So hail damage means roofers come around, and you hear that familiar clicking noise of what they're doing for the roof. You know what I'm talking about, the punch sound. So fatal injuries in 2017, 45.2 per 100,000 workers, which, by the way, so you don't get my numbers confused, fatal injuries for the fishing dudes, 100% per 100,000 workers. Makes sense? Capiche. I think we got it. All right, so falls, slips, trips, all of that. Roofers can fall from scaffolds, ladders, lower levels, heat-related illnesses. Ugh. All right, that sounds scary to me. I'm going to just jump up a little bit, and I'm going to go to a couple of other ones. Helpers in construction trades. Fatal injuries in 2017, 17.3 per 100,000 workers. Same thing. Falls, slips, trips. I had an uncle who, he would be my great uncle. I never met him. He helped in building one of the major bridge spans in Philadelphia that connected Philadelphia to New Jersey, the Walt Whitman Bridge, and he was helping, somebody slipped, and he was helping them, and he died, fell to his death. I've always heard the story about him, though, and it made me so sad. I kept saying, I had an uncle that fell from the bridge. Every time when I was a little girl, we'd go over the bridge, and I'd think, this is scary, because I'd look up at how high it was. And then I would later grow to be a journalist and find out that, oh, there was a lot of accidents in building bridges. If we go all the way up, firefighters actually are 24th on the list. And, of course, we know there they get, unfortunately, they have burns, smoke inhalation, collapsing structures, those kinds of things. That completely makes sense. Electricians, same thing with tripping and falling, fatal accidents, that kind of stuff, pretty horrible. There was nothing on the list that completely shocked me. They were mostly people who do very physical things where they're out there working with their hands. So I'm sure that's not shocking to any of you. It was nobody. He was killed by too much writing, too much cursive writing, and not using the computer. No, not white collar. It's in a much different area. All right, since we're going down this path, this story was so sad. Seven men killed in a shooting attack in a bar in Playa del Carmen. A lot of friends that go there, they say it's awesome, it's a great place to go, and boy, this kind of is dissuading me. What happened was they were found shot to death in the bar. It's located, Playa del Carmen is located on the coast facing the island of Cozumel, and it's a leading cruise ship destination. At one point, it was just a sleepy little town, but it's really blossomed and exploded. So that has brought some other elements with it, too. And lately in Acapulco, in Cancun, there have been some gang-related incidents. The U.S. Embassy in Mexico issued a brief travel warning for Playa del Carmen in March of last year. There was a February 2018 blast on a ferry that was caused by an explosive device. It injured 26 people, including several Americans. That's got to not instill a lot of confidence in you in going to these beautiful places that Americans used to go to. All right, here's a really giant number. I like space, and I like to talk about space, although I don't do it a lot necessarily on America Tonight. But how about the Milky Way? They said the Milky Way could hit another galaxy in 2 billion years. Yeah, it's wrapping my brain around 2 billion years. There's this new study that came out, and that's what they're talking about, a collision that might occur and knock out our solar system, out of the Milky Way, into interstellar space. So that'd be a lot of descendants down the line. I got to say, I'm not sweating that one out. I'm sweating some other things out before. I'm sweating the TSA just totally running in the opposite direction and having massive travel problems and then seeing the complete collapse of the government. But I don't think that's going to happen. Then you've got this thing with this large cloud that they say is the brightest satellite galaxy of the Milky Way, and it entered our neighborhood about 1.5 billion years ago, but it's 163,000 light years away from the Milky Way. Isn't that crazy? So they're saying that there's going to be this collision that could occur. But like I said, I'm not sweating it. I just think it's really fascinating. How's that? It's a good way to put it, right? Park trash. Do you know what I mean by park trash? Well, now it's just a common term. If you go to any of the Washington monuments, there's just trash everywhere. Bins are overflowing. It's nasty stuff. So over the weekend, Congress had a few people that were out there, Jackie Speier and Jared Huffman, were there with volunteers picking up trash at two sites that are part of the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. Then you had staffers in D.C. that were doing the same thing. Because think any monuments, right? Whether it's Washington or some other monument, it's causing this problem, the partial shutdown. And you see the signs impacting the people who were going to go try and see something. Nope, can't go to the zoo. Nope, can't go and see Yellowstone. Nope, 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 nope. Some places are open, some aren't. Some are open for less hours. It just depends. Here's a question for you. Would you ride an electric motorcycle? Harley Davidson is banking on it. In fact, they're taking orders for their first electric motorcycles right now. $29,000 and change if you want to get one. They made that announcement. And, of course, where all the technology that's really cool and awesome is being announced at CES in Las Vegas, the Consumer Electronics Show. The CEO said, we're at a historic juncture in the evolution of mobility. You got that right. He said the bike is ready for purchase. It's called Live Wire, and it's going to be at Harley dealerships this fall with the retail price I mentioned, just over $29,000. It can be charged from a standard household electric outlet with a power cord that stores below the seat. Riders are going to be able to locate charging stations through an app. Woohoo! And dealerships that sell the bikes will have stations. The bike will be able to travel about 110 miles on urban roads on a single battery charge. An electric motorcycle. Sounds pretty interesting. Harley Davidson spent, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to work on this, and they really feel like they're going to get all that money back. The company has opened an assembly plant in Thailand. Just don't tell the president. That's it for We Can Count. Coming up, fair or foul. What's that about? Oh, you don't want to miss it. See you on the other side.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump takes to the airwaves to explain to the American people why he thinks a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico is needed. Trump says a wall can help keep out illegal drugs, gangs, and human traffickers.
Over the years, thousands of Americans have been brutally killed by those who illegally entered our country, and thousands more lives will be lost if we don't act right now.
In the Democratic response, House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi says the president isn't being honest with the American people.
Much of what we heard from President Trump throughout this senseless shutdown has been full of misinformation and even malice. The president has chosen fear.
President Trump says the $5 billion he's requesting for border security will be more than paid for by stopping illegal drugs from entering the country and indirectly from the trade deal with Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're bloody well right. You got a bloody right to say. Right.
Once again, hey, hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging with us here on ATN as we're just knee-deep into a brand new year, a partial government shutdown, no funding for this border wall, tug-of-war between the Democrats and the president, and, oh, a few other headaches along the way. So I thought it'd be fun to do something completely different, not talk about that, and talk about fair or foul instead. Here's where I put Andy on the spot, the technical maestro for ATN.
Hello.
And I ask him various questions. Hello. And he can decide, and we'll discuss whether it's fair or foul. So, Andy, are you ready?
Ready.
New laws kicked in at the beginning of the new year just a week ago. One of the new laws included this in Ohio, that cursive handwriting is back in school. There is that push to bring cursive handwriting back. So there is a law that it has to be teach. The law requires, check this out, the law requires students to write legibly in cursive by the end of fifth grade.
Fair.
Wow, so that was easy. Fair, no foul, that they're demanding that you can write legibly in cursive. Why do you think it's fair?
Because I've personally seen young people, when they're asked to sign something, use a block letter. And it's embarrassing. to themselves. I think every person should know how to at least write their name in cursive.
All right, I agree with that. I think you should know how to write your name in cursive. But I think because we live in such a computer, to your point, we live in such a computer-centric society. I mean, my nephew, they just issue a computer. And when I'm going to see him coming up here in a couple weeks, but when I see him, he always says, hey, I'm Aunt Kate. And I always ask him about his books. And, of course, there's not handwriting. It's not about handwriting. It's about everything's turned in through the computer. Everything they fill out, they even do tests that way. I get it. But at the same time, we're losing something. I think it is kind of cool. They're trying to make a point about this whole idea of cursive for a reason, and I think that's the reason why.
There's also a different flow of thought when you use cursive, too. I remember in science class when we were younger, our science teacher would have us draw the infinity symbol for 2 minutes before each test because it actually activated part of your brain. So when you are writing in cursive, whether you're like writing a story or a letter or something, it actually activates your brain. So,
yeah, that makes sense to me. Absolutely. So we're on board with that. Yeah. And, you know, there is something about having nice handwriting, penmanship. I notice it with people, and I especially notice it if I see it anyone my age or younger, because really I don't see it with any of us. And that's kind of a lost art, and there is something wonderful about getting a note that you can actually read. What are they saying? And I have horrible handwriting, so printing I'm decent, and I can write cursively. It's just with, you know, it's just as not as legible as some others, like my Aunt Nancy. She has beautiful handwriting. A note from her, you want to frame it, and you can read every single thing she writes.
My aunt was a calligrapher.
Oh, how cool is that? So you get any aunts and, you know, writing?
It's romantic.
It's romantic. It is. There's something about it. There is. There's something. I think we should all just go back and go to school and learn cursive writing, handwriting. A mandatory handwriting course. All right, how about this one? Fair or foul, Andy? Mustard on a burger, fair or foul?
Fair.
I say fair, too. How can we be in agreement? I say fair, too. I have put mustard on hamburgers since I've lived all over the country. I feel so blessed to have lived among probably half the people listening to us on this show in great places in the South, in the Southeast, in the Northeast, in the Midwest, in California, and in the western part of the United States, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't put mustard on a hamburger till I moved to Texas, and I love it. And there's one of my favorite places, although I haven't eaten there in a long time, is In-N-Out Burger. It's really a California chain, and they call it animal style. And for them, that means putting mustard on it, because really, in most parts of the country, people put ketchup on or mayonnaise or some other sauce.
Okay.
So did you grow up putting mustard on a hamburger?
Yeah, ketchup and mustard went on hot dogs and hamburgers.
Oh, both. Okay, so you put both on, so that's why.
Yeah, and then I evolved to sauerkraut, and now I'm to a point where I just load it up with a bunch of vegetables so I don't put anything on it.
Oh, vegetables. That sounds good. I like that. So with the growing up that way, and having mustard and ketchup, so that's why they kind of just melded them together. I see how that happens. And then with hot dogs, some people, you know, do the hot dog thing that way. All right, how about this? Fair or foul, souvenir cups. So people pay all this extra money. I noticed this when I was at the movies the other day. They had Mary Poppins. They were cute little umbrellas, but the umbrellas were for popcorn. And so, you know, every little girl is going to want an umbrella, and it costs, you know, $3 more than the regular popcorn. Or you go to see a game, and it's got the you can get the souvenir cup with the ice cream in it that's the hat of the team, especially baseball. Or there's just a plain old souvenir cup with the logo of the team, etc. Or you go to the Ice Capades or whatever, and they've got some clever version of that. And drinking-wise, they sell a lot of different types of mugs and cups, etc., that are souvenir style. So fair or foul?
Depends on if you get a discount if you bring it back. Because if they're just charging a bunch of money for, like, a plastic cup that's got some writing on it, then it's foul. But if you can bring that cup back and not pay $10 for a pop at the movie theater, then it's worth it. Then it's fair.
And you know what? They do that at movie theaters. There is a thing where you get the bucket and you get the soda, and then you bring it back and you get a discount every single time you bring it back. So to your, we must go to the same movie theater, only in different states. But yeah, that is one thing. Otherwise, you end up with a house full of souvenir cups. That was a problem I had. My husband, we'd go to whatever, a baseball game, a football game, and we'd always get these souvenir cups. And then my house became a run over with souvenir cups, and I just thought, no, we can't do the souvenir cup thing anymore. I don't want to drink out of everything with a logo on it. I just want a regular, can I just have a glass? A regular glass. Is there some glass to find?
Did you ever have like a 32-ounce, maybe you don't have Super America there, but we have Super America gas stations, kind of like a 7-Eleven, and for like 10 or 15 bucks, you could get like this giant coffee mug that was like 32 ounces, and
whoa,
you could put pop or coffee in it, and it was like 50 cents, but you had to spend like $15 initially.
Yeah, but if you stopped there every single day and you were like a coffee hound,
32 ounces of coffee.
that'd be crazy. But you know what? I used to go get this big 7-Eleven when I'd be exhausted working crazy hours. The big giant 7-Eleven styrofoam cups full of coffee. I don't even know how big they were. They weren't as big as that. But boy, I bet a lot of people take advantage of that. Maybe. I'm thinking they do.
Yeah.
All right, fair or foul, to bungee jump off anything in Las Vegas, because now they're trying to set up more places where you can bungee jump. One of them is at the top of the Stratosphere. You can bungee jump off of it. Would you do it?
Foul.
My coworker, so foul, because you're chicken? Chicken, oh, to do it?
I am chicken. Have you ever watched those near-death compilations? I've actually almost died 3 or 4 times in my life. Like, I don't need to push my luck any farther than it already has been.
Did you die from doing risky things?
Yeah, like one time when I was a really young kid, we dug a hole in the side of the sand hill, this like sand mm-hmm. dune by a lake. Mm-hmm. And it was a big hole, it was probably about 5 feet deep and 5 feet around. And I was playing in the hole, and then somebody climbed up on top of it, and it collapsed on me and stuff. And I don't know if you know this, but when you're, like, buried up to your neck in, like, dirt or sand, you can't breathe because there's so much weight
on your chest. Yeah. That's scary.
This other time, we were on one of those air mattresses that you just throw them out in the water, and, you know, now you've got a flotation, like a party toy kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And one of my mom's friends, while I was like sunbathing on it, rolled over on me and didn't even notice. And her butt pushed it down so far that it filled up with water. So I was like in this little pool of water under her butt.
And you were drowning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, my gosh. That would have been the worst disaster ever.
Yeah.
Oh.
I wonder if she probably wouldn't have been able to live with herself.
No. It would have been awful. Oh, that's terrible. Well, I can't say. I've had some crazy experiences, maybe sort of near death, but in much different ways. Not like that, and I get it. There's lots of accidents with sand, especially where people get buried and something happens and then they can't get out, kids especially, and that is frightening when that happens. How about this? Would you move anywhere like Vermont? Is, you know, Vermont can be, there's a remote location in Vermont. They're paying people up to $10,000 to move there. So they're trying to promote economic growth. So they're going to cover expenses related to moving, working from home, or a co-working space. They're going to cover software and hardware. The state will give up to $125,000 to qualified applicants in 2019 on a first-come, first-served basis. Would you move to Vermont for the money?
If I hadn't already just bought a house, yes.
Vermont, yeah, sounds, I'm going, nice. Yeah, I'm going there. I like the trees. You're going to give me 125 if I qualify. I'm in. Let's do the show from Vermont. I love it. It's fair, fair, fair. Perfect place to end this. Stay with us. We're going to the Man Cave next.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Open this door, a bunch of boxes. Somebody sent us some books, it looks like. Oh, let me move them out of the way. Here we go. Excuse me for a second. Here I am in the man cave, and I just found out, I just got word. In fact, somebody faxed me over, old-fashioned style, a picture of Jerry Jones's yacht. Apparently, he bought a state-of-the-art super yacht. It's 350, just check this out. Andy, 357 feet long, two helipads. He named it after his wife, or he's going to, and it's supposedly worth $250 million. $250 million. It's got inside it. It has a garage for water vehicles, a gym, a beach club, a spa, a sauna, a massage room.
Are we still playing fair or foul?
Fair for him. We're in the man cave. Oh, my gosh. Wait, can you imagine you're on this boat and you, I'm just going to do spa. I'm just going to go into the garage, grab some of those water vehicles that we have, meaning like jet skis or whatever. I'll work out. Oh, maybe they're going to make me lunch today. Who knows? And, you know, Jerry Jones can afford it. He bought the Cowboys in 1983, and he's worth $6.8 billion. Whew, that's a lot of money. 357 feet long. He's excited about his Cowboys. That's all I can say. And he's got money to spend. So that's probably why that happened. I got to give a shout out to my man, and I'd be talking about him. I said that Clemson was going to win the national title, and woohoo, they did. Now, I've been wrong many, many times. My crystal ball is cracked, but I love, love, love the quarterback for Clemson, who has long hair. He's lanky and long, Trevor Lawrence. And, you know, it's interesting. He is just a regular young man. He's just a regular dude. He's just talks to the media like he's walking along on campus. And he's got these long, flowing blonde locks. And as a freshman, he's just completely drubbed Alabama, I mean, into submission. 44-16. So what a stunning moment for Trevor Lawrence. And you could just see the smile, the grin on his face from ear to ear. He wasn't even the starter until the last week of September. Then he steps in and plays in start of starter Kelly Bryant, who has since transferred to Missouri. And good as he was expected to be, top recruit in the country last season, woohoo! Not this good against Alabama. Wow, wow, wow. So the future is pretty bright for him and for Clemson as a freshman to win a national title. Good for him, because it's not easy to do. Let's put it that way. It's not easy to do that. All right, let's move to something else. How about this? A college football coach declining money? Say it ain't so. I've never heard of such a thing, but it has happened. So Mike Bobo, the Colorado State coach, doesn't want the automatic pay raise. Why is that? The 2018 record, 3-9. Now, we'd be kicking back talking about this. If you have a poor performance, but you've had some stellar performances, and this is part of the contract, it's supposed to kick in, but you say, no, 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 I'm giving it back. Why? Because I don't feel good about the season. So in the aftermath of the rough season, where he, by the way, was hospitalized because of peripheral neuropathy, it ended up with the Rams' worst record since 2011. This is unthinkable. He declines the automatic raise. And you know what he said? I love this. I'm a head football coach. I believe accountability is a two-way street. A lot of times you want to point fingers at why you weren't successful. I'm the head coach for to be a two-way street and to be effective with our players. I want to take accountability. Wow. So he was due to get that raise for every year of his contract through 2022. Instead, don't cry too much for him. He's going to make $1.8 million for the second consecutive year. But then he's scheduled to make $2 million in 2020. So perhaps it'll be better next time around. He certainly made the news by refusing the pay cut. Oh, no, you keep it. You guys keep it. And when we play better, I'll take that pay raise, and then I'll see you some. How about that? Coming up, we have in the NFL one of the biggest weekends because the playoffs roll on. And our next show we'll do Nail the Score. Nail the Score is when I pick the game of the week. And you, yes, you get a chance to nail the score. You win prizes and bragging rights if, in fact, you nail the score on the head. And maybe somebody will. It's tough to do. And you don't have to know anything about football. You just pick a, like bingo or keno. You just pick a side and pick some numbers. And we'll see. Maybe you're the next winner. But what we have left is just a handful of teams, and I think it's pretty exciting. I think it's exciting that you have to me, in the NFC, you have a lot of the woulda, coulda, shoulda teams. And what do I mean by that is there teams that on paper at the beginning of the season looked like they would have been on fire, then they started tanking during the season, and then they actually make it all the way back, and they breathe new life, new air, and suddenly they have some momentum. One of those teams is the Eagles. They win the Super Bowl last year. They were never predicted to do that. Now they have Nick Foles again leading them after beating the Bears improbably 16-15. So they move on to to play again in another round, in the divisional round. The Eagles play the Saints on Sunday at 3:40 Eastern. But before that, you have the Chargers and the Patriots. And then on Saturday, you've got the Cowboys and the Rams, the Colts and the Chiefs. The Colts, with their win, now against Pat Mahomes. So Andrew Luck against Pat Mahomes and his incredible arm. The Cowboys, Dak Prescott, and Mr. Goff. For the Rams, Todd Gurley, the prolific running back. So many weapons, the defense, Aaron Donald. Can the Cowboys continue to roll on? Of course, they have to go through the Rams in Los Angeles, just like the Eagles have to go through the Saints in New Orleans. It's a lot harder, and I think all these places, the Colts will be in Chiefs territory, and of course the Chargers will be in Patriots territory, and they're not easy places to play. But listen, this is the second season. Who doesn't want that shot at the Super Bowl? And now heading into this weekend, you're that much closer, wanting to get into the AFC and NFC championship game so that you can be there, win, and go on for a Super Bowl. I mean, this is it. What are the odds? The odds have shifted a little bit for the playoffs, the lines, the wise guys have shifted the lines a little bit. So if we look at, for example, the Eagles, the Saints are a 9-point favorite, a lot of points. And home field advantage, I can't imagine it. I can't imagine the Saints don't win this thing. But, you know, you never know. That's why you got to play them. And then you look at the Cowboys at the Rams. The Rams are favored by 7 as well. But the Rams are ranked very low against the run. And the Cowboys like to run with Ezekiel Elliott. Sean McVay is going to be pretty tough to get by. In fact, if you looked at the lines on the board, the best chance at an upset would be the Patriots game. That would be the best chance. So Patriots are only favored by 4.5 points. Surprising, because they've been so dominant for decades. But the Chargers have looked like world beaters at times. This could be close. Could be close. Could be fun to watch all this football over the weekend. Don't you agree? Heck, if we had a real man cave, I'd invite you to watch the games with me. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Appreciate you. Can always catch up with me at katedelaneyradio.com. Hit them long.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.